I'm here with NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, and we're talking about your questions about financial help for small businesses. Let's hear from somebody else who's having trouble accessing the relief funds, and this is Catherine, who is an independent contractor in Silicon Valley.
I wanted to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, and when I called my financial institution, Bank of America, where I have held accounts for over 20 years, they refused to help me because my accounts are not classified as business accounts. How are we supposed to access these funds if our own financial institution refused to process them?
Danielle, what about that?
Well, this is a very, unfortunately, a common complaint that I have heard is that a lot of banks, big banks, especially pretty much any major bank you could think of, is saying, we're prioritizing or we're keeping this to our existing business customers. So there are a few routes you might try. One is try smaller banks, regional banks, not your Bank of America's or Wells Fargo's or Chase or whatever, but the smaller regional ones that might only be in your area. Those might be more likely to accept not existing customers. Aside from that, there are a few other resources to go to. One is your city or state might have a small business resource office that could give you some information that could help you. One other thing, though, is that there is a push. Senator Marco Rubio from Florida has been talking about this, to get non-bank institutions into lending. He has mentioned hoping that PayPal could get in on it. There's one that I talked to today. It's a place called Cabbage with a K that has told me they're offering loans to non-existing customers. Really, these fintech companies, these tech companies may be getting into the game soon.
And this is Corinna from Dallas, who called with a question about the length of the time that businesses will have to be shuttered.
Why is the nation not being put under a 14, even a 20-day quarantine to stop the spread of the virus? I feel like a lot of small businesses are struggling, especially the ones that have to completely close. Most of them, I'm not an expert, but I feel like most of them would be able to close down for 14 or 20, even a month, if they have to, and survive.
Danielle, you think?
A few things here. I mean, she is right that some would be able to survive that long. Some small businesses only have a couple weeks of padding there. But to get at this national quarantine or lockdown sort of idea, one thing here is that, as my colleague at NPR, Brian Naylor, has reported, it's likely not legal for the president to order such a thing, at least according to legal experts. And so this administration has said they're leaving it up to states right now. That's just kind of where things stand right now. So we have this patchwork of who's allowed out and who isn't. But, to get at one other thing here, if you ask economists right now what's keeping the economy from getting on its feet, a big thing is testing, not just lockdowns. That if you had widespread testing, if you could identify who's not infected and who's recovered, that would go a long way. But we're still waiting on that.
That is NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben. Danielle, thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
If you have questions, send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or in social media, use the hashtag NPR Conversation. We'd love to hear from you.